Good morning.
大家早晨好。
I'd like to take a couple of seconds and recognize a couple of people.
我要花一两分钟的时间介绍一些人。
It's a surprise to me because it hardly ever works out.
因为这是对我来说是一个惊喜。
My parents said that they might come today, and sure enough, they are here in our audience. So.
我们的父母亲说他们有可能来，但是我们看见他们在我们中间。
If my mom and my dad could stand, I would.
欢迎你们。
This is Reverend John Shane and his lovely wife. I'd also like to say, on behalf of my wife and my daughter.
我要替我的姊妹和我的女儿。
My daughter is on a soccer team, and she's the captain of the soccer team.
的女儿今天正在踢足球，她是这个足球队的队长。
So she could not break away today. She had to be at a game. Actually, she started 15 minutes ago.
因为她今天正在有个比赛，所以她不能来，而且这个比赛在15分钟之前。
And my wife is there cheering her on. So
我的姊妹在那边正在为她加油。
They do want me to tell you hi.
Yeah.他要我带大家向大家问好。
And that they miss you very much. And Abby especially was looking forward to some Chinese food.
他们非常想念大家，并且他的女儿阿比也非常想念吃中国餐。
Thank you for having me this morning.
今天早晨非常感谢主让我能够来到弟兄们中间。
I'm going to get organized here so I don't drop anything off and lose anything.Sometimes they don't make these big enough. Well, are you ready for some football?
大家准备好看一些足球吗？
Are you ready for some football?
大家准备好看足球吗？
Well, we've heard this ring over and over for the last month and a half.
过去的一个半月中间，我们在电视上一直看见这样的
话。Are you ready for some football?
大家是不是准备好看这场足球比赛？
Today is Super Bowl Sunday, if you haven't figured it out.
因为今天是美式足球的最后一场决赛。
And this is a very big deal for Americans.
对于美国人来讲，这是一个非常重要的日子。
You cannot walk 10 feet without hearing about Super Bowl Sunday.
你走在路上的时候，你在十尺之内。
And you've all heard the commercial.
你可以听见许多的广告。
Are you ready for some football?
大家准备好看这场足球吗？
And we get excited about this.
为着这个足球呢，大家都。
Today we're going to have two teams and they're going to clash.
因为今天早晨，今天有两个队要在那边比赛。
And at the end of the game, there will be declared a winner.
在比赛结束之后，有一个队要成为赢
的队。And they'll surely raise their fingers, saying, "We're number one."
因为他们就会举起他们手，说我们是第一。
Our nation is built this way.
我们的国家就建立在这样的一个基础
上。Our nation is built on a competitive, capitalistic drive to succeed.
我们的国家建立在一个竞争资本这样的一个基础上，去使它能够进步。
Our very being urges us to succeed, to become number one.
我们里边人的本性也使我们驱使我们竞争能够成功。
We are raised this way from the day we were born.
我们从一出生就在这样的环境中长大。
From the earliest of memories, we are taught to strive to be number one.
在我们很小的时候，我们就被教导我们要成为第一。
Number two is not an option.
第二永远不是我们的选择。
Who remembers who won the Super Bowl last year?
大家还记得谁赢了去年的这个特别的比赛，这个冠军吗？
Who remembers who was number two?
谁是第二名？
Number two generally is not an option.
所以第二名呢，基本上来讲不是一个选择。
In sports, we even bet on silly things.
在体育当中，有的时候他们为了一些非常傻的事情。
For example, this week I read.
这周我读到
that there is a line in Las Vegas
在拉斯维加斯那边
as to who would be the first one to thank God for winning the Super Bowl.
他们正在为着谁能够为着第一个人感谢为着神感谢的人，他们在打赌。
Even with food, we're looking for to be number one.
甚至在我们所吃的食物上
Now I had some Chinese food. I had some Chinese food the other day.
我那一天吃到一个中国餐。
I went to Tai Ho. Many of you are familiar with Tai Ho.
我去那个饭店叫太和阁。
And I got some soy sauce from Tai Ho.
在那边我吃了一些酱油。
A little packet.
就是很小一 一包。
And on the little packet, it is Pearl River Bridge soy sauce.
在这个包上写的是珠江牌酱油，珠江桥。
And on the side of the soy sauce,
在这旁边写着
，It says number one Chinese soy sauce.
第一名的中国酱油。
Number one.
第一的。
Doesn't say it's number two.
没有说是第二。
And so when I went home, I realized, hey, I have soy sauce at home.
我到家的时候说我家里边也有酱油。
So I pulled it out.
所以就把那个酱油拿出来了。
And it is the soy sauce you buy at Costco, the big thing.
这是从 Costco 那边买了这个大桶酱油。
And on the label, it says America's number one favorite, naturally.
在这个酱油上面是说美国第一的酱油。
So no one strives to be number two.
所以没有人想当第二名。
In everything we do, we strive to be number one.
在每件事情我们做的事情上，我们都想成为第一。
God wants us to know that we are His number one.
神要我们知道，我们在他的心中是第一的。
He wants us to know that we are His number one.
他让我们知道，我们在他的心中是第一的。
And because of His love for us, He gave us His Son to die for us.
因为他爱我们，所以他差遣他的儿子为我们而死。
His son takes the burden of our sins so we can have eternal life.
他的儿子除去了我们的罪孽，所以我们可以得到永生。
God wants us to know that we are His number one.
神要我们知道，我们在他的心中是第一的。
We're not His number two.
我们不是第二。
We are His number one.
我们是他心中的至宝。
The title this morning of my sermon is God's love for us.
今天早晨我要跟大家分享一个主题是神向着我们的爱。
There's a young singer songwriter named David Crowder.
有一个年轻的歌曲的作者，他的名字叫 David Crowder.
And he sings this worship song. And the name of it is How He Loves.
他编了一首敬拜的诗歌，这歌的名字叫他何等的爱我。
I tried to get our brother to sing this for us. He just refused.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to attempt to sing it for you either.
我们都不会为大家唱这首诗歌。
But I will share the words.
但是我们要分享一些这些诗歌里边的内容。
The words are this: He is jealous for me.
这首诗歌内容说到他因爱而产生嫉妒。
I want you to know something. When I read these words.
我想告诉大家，当我读到这些歌词的时候
，I have read, my son can attest to this. I have read and listened to this song probably more than 100 times this week.
我的儿子可以证明，在这一周之内，我这首诗歌读了超过100遍。
And more than half of those times, I put my hands in my face and I begin to weep.
有很多的时候，当我读这些诗歌的时候，我要用我的手捂着我的脸。
Because I understand.That God wants me to know how much He loves me.
因为我知道，神让我知道他是何等的爱我。
And that He is jealous for me.
他因爱而产生嫉妒。
His love is like a hurricane, and I am a tree.
他的爱像场飓风，我是那棵树。
And the tree bends beneath the weight of the wind and mercy.
他的狂风和他的怜悯。
And I'm unaware of the afflictions because it's eclipsed by His glory.
我不知道那恩典是那荣耀而遮蔽的痛苦。
And I realize how great Your affections, God's affections, are for me.
所以我就看见你的慈爱是何等的伟大。
How great is His affections?
他的慈爱是何等的伟大。
His love for us.
他的爱向着我们。
Oh, how He loves us.
好，他是何等的爱我们。
Oh, how He loves us!
他是何等的爱我们。
How He loves us all!
他爱我们每一个人。
We are His portion and His prize.
我们是他的祝福，他是我们的奖赏。
Drawn to redemption by the grace in His eyes.
他眼中的恩典吸引我来到他的拯救面。
If grace is an ocean,
如果他的恩典是洋海，
we're sinking in that grace.
我们都沉浸在其中。
I read these words and there's those few minutes I'm just buried in my hands and just thinking on the things of God.
当我读到这些歌词的时候
and the love He has for us.
我不得不在他面前流泪，为着他的爱。
When I sing this song and when I hear this song over and over, I think I'm reminded that God's love is enough.
当我唱到这些诗歌的时候，你就知道神的爱对我们来说就够了。
There doesn't have to be any more.
不需要更多。
God's love is enough.
我们不需要别的，神的爱对我们来说就够了。
Turn with me in your Bibles this morning.
我们一同来翻开圣经。
First John 4:7 through 19.
约翰一书第四章七到十九节。
Please follow with me as we're not going to read it in Chinese. We will throughout the sermon. So please follow along with me.
所以大家就一同在底下读中文。我们在这边的时候只读英文。过后在交通的时候，弟兄还会分享到我们在读中文。
Let's begin with verse 7. This is knowing God through love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love.Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us becausehe has given us his spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God.And God in him. Love has been perfected among us. We're on verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.We love him because he first loved us. And then, of course, John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love for us.
神向着我们的爱。
Why did God send his Son?
为什么神差遣他的独生子到地上来？
What is the message God is trying to send to the people on this earth?
他差遣的独生子要为人类送上一个什么样的信息？
The motivation of God the Father is this.
我们神那里边他有这样一个心愿。
That he so loved.
因为他如此爱。
He so loved the world.
因为他如此爱世人。
Not just love, but he so loved the world.
他不仅仅是爱，乃是如此的爱世人。
This is not human love. This is not romantic love.
这不是人的爱，也不是一个浪漫的爱。
This is not sexy love. This is not brotherly love.
不是异性之间的爱，也不是弟兄之间的爱。
This is agape love.
这是神圣的爱。
This is the love that only comes from the Father.
这个爱只能从我们的天父来。
For God so loved.The world.
因为神爱世人，如此爱世人。
This is the love extended to humanity, no matter what the human's response is.
这个爱他赐给了人类，不管人类对他的反应如何。
This is the love that is given to us, no matter what we give to God.
也不管我们能够有用什么方法回报他。
There's no condition on this love.
在这个爱中没有条件。
It's not something we can buy.
也不是我们能够 买取的。
It's not something we can work to get.
也不是我们能够用我们的努力得到的。
It's already given.
是神赐给我们的。
There, this is the love extended to humanity no matter what.
这个爱它赐给了全人类无论我们的光景如何。
There is no agape love except through Jesus.
除了主耶稣之外没有神圣的爱。
For God so loved the world, these words don't add up.
因为神如此爱世人这句话我们不能完全明白。
This isn't logical thinking.
也不是属于我们逻辑的思想。
That God would love the world, which is actually a self-seeking place.
因为神爱着这个世界这个世界乃是一个自我中心的地方。
The world is selfish and self-absorbed.
这个世界是自私的。是完全称心的自私的当中。
So the world in the Greek text actually speaks of a self-centered, a self-serving, selfish system.
用希腊的原文，这个世界乃是一个自我中心，完全是自我的这样的一个系统。
Where in this system there are people who are self-serving and selfish and think only of themselves.
在这个系统当中所生活的人，也是自私的，也是自我中心的。他们所想到的就是自己。
This is so unthinkable.
这是一个我们没有办法想象的事情。
That this love,
神的爱,
this agape love,
这个神圣的爱,
is given to the selfish people.
是赐给这些自私的人。
God so loved the selfish centered people with unconquerable love, with expensive, risky love.
神爱世人, 乃是用一个不可征服的爱, 是一个是一个充满危险的爱来爱他们。
This is not human love.
这不是人的爱。
This isn't a contract.
也不是一个合同。
I love marriage. I love being married to my wife.
我非常喜爱我的婚姻，也爱我的妻子。
Most of the time.
多数的时候是这样。
I have to tell you though.
但是我必须告诉大家。
That love is a vow that I made between my wife and myself.
那这个爱是我和我妻子之间的一个协合同。
And I can tell you firsthand that that is not a perfect love.
但是我可以告诉大家，这不是一个完美的爱。
That we have arguments.
因为我们之间有争吵。
And that we butt heads.
我们之间有相互的顶撞。
And that we, I have my opinion and my wife has her opinion.
我有我自己的建议，她有她的建议。
But agape love.
但是神圣的爱。
Let me go. I'm sorry. Go back to human love.
我们再谈一下人的爱。
This is a human contract.
因为这人的爱是人之间的一个合同。
Because of human's touch, this is why there is divorce.
因为人在这上面有了工作，所以我们看见有离婚。
This contract can be broken.
这个合同呢就可以
this
可能被摧毁。
This vow can be broken.
这个应许相互之间的应许也可以。
Just because you signed on the dotted line,
不仅仅是因为我们签了名字。
It can still be broken.
但是是可以被破坏。
But agape love is this crazy love.
但是神圣的爱乃是一个我们不可想象的爱。
This is God saying, I am crazy about you.
乃是神说我们对你。
I can't stop thinking about you.
我心里边不能不想你。
And I will love you no matter what.
我爱你无论如何。
This is a love that says I am jealous for you.
这个爱乃是说我因爱生嫉。
He is jealous for me.
他因着爱，他产生了
嫉。His love's like a hurricane, and I'm bending.
他的爱就像一个飓风，我在他的爱下边俯伏。
And I'm unaware of these afflictions because of His glory.
我并不知道那因荣耀。而遮蔽的痛苦。
And I realize how beautiful God is.
所以我就知道神你是何等的美丽。
And how great his affections are for me.
你的慈爱向着我是何等的大。
God has not made a deal with you.
神不是跟我们做了一个交换的条件。
God has made no vow to you.
神也不是让我们做一个保证。
God's love is unconditional.
他的爱乃是无条件。
He loves you and he loves me unconditionally.
他爱你爱我是无条件。
He doesn't put any stipulation.
他没有加上任何的条件。
He doesn't say I'll love you if you pick your socks up off the floor.
他不是说你把你的房间袜子捡起来我就爱你。
It is unconditional.
是无条件的爱。
He says, I love you.
他说我爱你。
And that's enough.
这就够了。
He loves you when in your sinful state.
他爱我们是在我们还在罪人的时候。
In your selfish state.
是在我们还自私的时候。
Even when you feel or you proclaim there is no God.
是在我们还宣称没有神的时候。
When you've turned your back completely on God.
是在我们背向背逆神的时候。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you even if you don't care to be loved.
他爱你，尽管你是我，你不在意这个爱的时候。
He loves you even if no one else would.
他爱你，即便是全世界都没有人爱你的时候。
That's agape.
这就是神圣的爱。
That's God's love.
这是神的爱。
I'm here this morning to share God's love for us.
今天早晨我要跟你分享这个神圣的爱。
Agape says, "I'm going to love you no matter what."
神圣的爱说，我爱你，无论怎样。
Some of you believe God has made a deal with you.
有的人想，可能神跟我们签了一个合约。
There is no deal with God except that He loves you.
在我们和神之间没有这个合约，但仅仅是神爱我们。
Amazing is His love.
神的爱是何等的惊人的恩典。
Confounding is His love.
也是我们何等不明白的爱。
His love is not logical.
他对人类来讲是不符合逻辑的。
He loves that man walking on the street who has chosen to hate God.
他爱那个街上走的人，那个人选择了要恨神。
He loves that man, who kills and rapes and destroys lives.
他甚至爱那些杀害、强奸、那些犯了极大罪的人。
This is God's confounding love.
这是神我们不能够完全明白的
爱。He loves those men just as much as he loves the minister.
他也爱这些罪人，就像他爱那些为他传他话语的人一样。
He loves those men that cause all this strife in the world just as much as he loves the missionary.
他也爱那些在世界上造成混乱的人，像他爱那些传教士一样。
He loves those men that cause so many great terrible things in this world just as much as he loves the believing teacher.
他爱那些在这世界上造成给人带来伤害的人，就像他爱那些。
It's not logical.
这不是人类逻辑所能明白的。
This is a confounding love.
不是我们用我们的思想能够明白的。
This is agape love.
这是神圣的爱。
This love is confounding and illogical. It doesn't make sense.
这个爱不是我们能够明白的，不符合逻辑的，也超过了人所有的常理。
God did send the Son to send a message.And the message is this.
神差遣了的儿子要传这样的一个信息。
God so loved the world.
神如此爱世人。
Your love for God, let me make sure you hear this. Your love for God is secondary.
请大家注意，我们对神的爱是次要的。
It is not primary.
也不是最主要的。
What is transforming and primary, the thing that is moving men to God, the thing that changes lives,is God's love for us.
最主要的乃是能够改变人生命，能够在我们里边造成感动的神的爱，那是最重要的。
Now we sing songs.
我们唱过诗歌。
In fact, we sang one about on 225. We're not going to sing it. But the title of the song, My Jesus, I Love Thee.
我们唱了第225首，说主耶稣，我爱你。
And it talks about how much I love God and all this, and these are great and wonderful songs.
这里边讲到我们是何等的神何等的爱我们，这是一个非常好的诗歌。
And we are to sing these songs and give praise to Jesus.
我们唱这些诗歌，把荣耀归给我们的主。
But that's secondary.
但是那是次要的。
It's not primary.
这并不是主要的。
The primary thing to realize is God's love for us.
最重要的事情乃是要认识到神向着我们的爱。
Look in your Bibles at 1 John 3:16.
我们再看一下约翰一书第三章第十六节。
1 John 3:16.
约翰一书第三章第十六节。
By this we know because he laid down his life for us.
主耶稣为我们舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱。
By this we know love because he laid down his life for us.
主耶稣为我们舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱。
And then in 1 John 4:10,
我们也看见第约翰一书第四章第十节。
In this love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Understand this.
我们应该明白这件事情。
Without Jesus,
若是没有主耶稣基督。
We cannot understand, we cannot even get a feel for what agape love is.
我们就没有办法，甚至没有办法一点点的明白什么是神
的爱。All we would know without Jesus is worldly love.
没有主，我们所能够经历的就是世间的爱。
Love without eternal purpose.
世间的爱是没有永恒的目的的。
Love that could be a vow that could be broken.
是一个交易，一个保证，是非常脆弱的。
Without Jesus, all we know is a worldly love.
没有主耶稣，我们所能够知道的就是世界上的爱。
God's love is real, unconditional, real and authentic love.
神的爱乃是真实的，无条件的，是一个最真诚的爱。
Our love for Him, the ability for us to sing the songs like this,
我们对他的爱，我们唱的这些诗歌
is only a result of His primary love for us.
乃是因着他首先向着我们的爱的一个结果。
Yet so many times we obsess with songs like this.
但是很多的时候，我们全心日、全身心的投入这些诗歌当中。
Our love for us, our love for God has no power.
我们向着神的爱没有能力的。
The power comes from God's love to us.
能力乃是从神向着我们的爱而来的。
That's where the power is.
那是能力的来源。
1 John 4:19.
约翰一书。第四章第十九节
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We constantly, and myself included, we constantly investigate our love for God.
我们都一直在考察神向我们的爱，包括我一样。
And we can't measure up.
但是我们没有办法度量其浩大。
At times we get discouraged because we're so frustrated by trying to improve our love for God.
有的时候我们为了改变我们向神的爱我们变得非常的颓丧和气馁。
Don't focus on this, that shouldn't be our focus.
我们不应该把目光的焦距放在这个上。
Focus on how much God loves us.
我们应该把目光的焦距放在神如何爱我们。
And how crazy he is.
他对着我们是何等的尽心。
He is jealous for you.
因为他因爱生计。
Recently, I had the opportunity to go to two memorial services with my son.
在最近这一段时间内，我有一些机会和我的儿子一起参加了两个追思聚会。
Two very large memorial services.
这两个聚会都是非常大的聚会。
And I realized something in these.
在这个聚会当中，我看见了一件事情。
The first one my son and I went to was Dave Niehaus.
第一个是在一个叫 Dave Niehaus 这样的一个。
And if you're at all a baseball fan, here we come back to sports.
如果你是垒球手的话
or if you grew up listening to the Mariners on the radio,
或者是你是水手队的这些喜爱他们的人
you will have heard Dave Niehaus on the radio.
你就可以听见这个 David Niehaus 在你可以听见他的名字
So they went, we had the memorial service at Safeco Field.
我们那一天在这个水手队的主场 Safeco Field.
You can imagine,a lot of people were there.
你可以看，你可以想象有许多的人在那里。
Probably 10,000-15,000 people.
可能是超过一万、一万五左右。
Celebrating the life of Dave Niehaus.
他们一同在那里边庆祝 David Niehaus 他的一生。
Dave Niehaus was born in February 1935.
David Niehaus 他出生在1935年2月19号。
And he died in November 2010.
他2010年11月10日离开这个世界。
Another memorial service my son and I had to, or were able to go to.
另外一个追思聚会我和我的儿子一起去的。
Was a dear brother named Pastor Wendell Smith.
是一个我们非常亲爱的一个牧师他的名字叫 Wendell Smith.
And he is a true man, true visionary of God.
他在神里边乃是一个有看见的人。
And helped grow one of the largest churches in this area.
他在我们西雅图这个地区建立了一个最大的教会。
And he was the head pastor for many years of this church.
他在那个教会里边牧养了许多年。
At the bottom, one of his quotes, as he was lying ill, being ready to die, was, "No matter what happens, we win."
他在他的病床之上。 所说的一句话就是说无论什么我们赢了
in particular to Christians
这个他是对着基督徒来说
that no matter what happens if I step out on the curb and I die today we win
他说不论什么事情发生就是即便是我出了这个房间摔倒在那边死了我的一生在神面前是赢了
he was born in 1950 and died in 2010
他1950年生是2010年去世
Now here's two very different men.
这两个人非常不一样。
One with a very worldly point of view, and one with a very godly point of view.
有一个人呢，他有世界属世的眼光，有一个人属神的眼光。
But they have something very identical.
但是他们在他们中间有一件事情是一样的。
It's that space.
那是那个中间的那个距离。
It's called a hyphen.
是那个横线条。
That sums up their life.
这个横线条就总结了他们的人生
I was born in February 1966
我是1966年2月出生的
Right now there is that space with the question mark
现在呢是那个空间然后下边是一个问号
What we do in that space
我们在这个空间这个时光当中所做的事情
Is how we will be remembered
乃是我们被纪念的事情
That's all we have
我们就只有这样一点点的时光，我们在地上的时光非常短。
If you were to go and walk through grave sites,
如果我们今天到的墓地去看一下，
everybody will have that common thing.
每个人都有这个一个短短的这个。
That hyphen,
就是这个横线。
Born on this day,
他们出生在这个日子，是个横线条。然后在这个日子去世。
That's what they have in common.
这是每个人都是一样的。
Now it's what we do within that hyphen. That identifies who we are or whose we are.
乃是在这个横线条中间，我们所做的事情，要证实我们。
How we live our life in that hyphen.
我们怎样在这个横线条中间活我们的生活。And
some of you are looking discouraged. That's all my life is a hyphen.
我们有的人可能看上去很沮丧。我们的生命难道就是短短的这样一个横线条吗？
But we choose what goes on that hyphen.
我们选择了。 在这个横线条的时光当中所做的事情
One thing I want you to remember if you go away from here today
今天如果大家离开的时候我让大家记住一件事情
That you can move mountains within that hyphen
就是我们在这个横线条的时光当中 我们可以移山
With God's love who is crazy for you and recognizing that within that hyphen you can move mountains
迎着神向我们奇妙的大爱，所以在这个短短的时间当中，我们可以移山。I
love my children and my wife.
我爱我的孩子们和我的妻子。And
on a regular basis, I tell them how much I tell. I have to preface this. My wife made some notes in here because apparently I forgot her.
我这边需要有一个承认啊，就是这我的姊妹在这边写了一句话，因为我没有记起她的名字。
I love my children, and I love my wife.
我在这边只写了我爱我的孩子们，他加上了呢，我爱我的妻子。On
a regular basis, I tell my son and my daughter.
所以我经常告诉我的儿子和我的女儿。I
say, Ben, if there were 1,000 boys lined up shoulder to shoulder.
所以我就告诉他，Benjamin，如果有成千的孩子，他们一同站队。
1,000 boys, shoulder to shoulder.
1,000个孩子这样站起来一排.
And I was given a choice, and I was told I can only choose one.
如果人家给我这样一个机会，让我只能选择一个.
I tell my son I would choose him.
我告诉我的儿子，我要选择你.
And I tell my daughter the same thing.
我也告诉.
There were 1,000 girls lined up, shoulder to shoulder.
我也告诉我的女儿同样的事情，如果有 1,000个女孩子站在一起
And I could only choose one
我只能选一个
Abby, I would choose you
Abby, 我要选择你
And apparently I haven't told my wife this
我还没有告诉我的妻子这样的事情。
Because she certainly made note of it in my.
But I
will make Valentine's Day is coming up. This is a good thing for husbands to say.
情人节，美国人情人节也到了，弟兄们可以有机会说一些。
Go to her and say, honey, if there were 1,000 women lined up shoulder to shoulder.
就有许多的人站在那里。
I would choose you.
我依然选择你。
So this little example of my choosing my son or my daughter or my wife.
所以这个小小的例子就是我要选择我的儿子，选择我的女儿和我的妻子。
Can be so much more magnified by the love of God.
借着神的爱，就让我们可以看见是何等的大。
If you take a drop of water.
如果我们拿一滴水。
And put it in the ocean.
我们把它放在海洋当中。
It won't be noticed.
我们不会注意到任何的区别。
But God notices you.
但是神已经注意到了你。
His grace allows that to happen.
他的恩典已经要临到你的身上。
John writes, we know and believe the love that God has for us.
所以约翰写道，我们也知道，也相信神的爱。
Our children, we all know the familiar verse, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells us so.
我们的孩子们都知道，耶稣爱我，这我知道，因为圣经告诉我这样。
Probably some of the most profound words there ever were.
但是虽然这词简单，但是可能是代表最深刻的意义。
If you are ever discouraged in realizing who you are or whose you are in God,
如果我们心里边混乱的时候，我们不知道我们
是谁。Sing that song to yourself. Jesus loves me. This I know.
对自己唱这样的诗歌：耶稣爱我，我知道。
For the Bible tells me so.
因为圣经这样对我说。
Do we know how much He loves us?
我们知道他如何爱我们吗
？Is that our focus?
这是我们目光的焦距吗
？Is this the first thing we contemplate in the morning when we wake up？
是我们早晨一起来的时候就思想的事情吗
？In this love, in this agape love, the love from the Father lies the power to set you free。
这个爱，这个神圣的爱，来自我们天父的爱，要使你得自由。
Lies the power to deliver you and take you from a low place and give you joy and peace and rest。
他的能力要使你自由。并且使你脱离卑贱，要赐给你平安、喜乐和安息。
This is where the Bible puts the focus.
这是圣经让我们所目光焦距的事情。
The overwhelming focus on Christianity is not whether you love God.
基督徒所应该最注目的，并不是你如何爱神。
The overwhelming focus in Christianity is recognizing God's love for you.
基督徒所最应该注目的，乃是让我们知道神。如何爱你爱我
In 1 John 4:16 And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
约翰一书第四章第十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里的，就是住在神里，神也住在他的里面。
In this verse, we see two words, known and believed.Know means to experience God's love.
这节经文当中，我们看见两个词，一个是知道，一个是相信。
And believe means to receive God's love.
知道是经历，相信是我们接受。
Not your love for God, but God's love for you. This is key.
并不是我们向着神的爱，乃是神向着我们的爱是关键。
What a crazy notion to recognize this. You will only love God to the degree that you realize.Understand this, you will only love God to the degree that you realize how much He loves you.
我们向着神的爱的程度是跟着我们认识他向着我们爱的程度来成正比的。
1 John 4:17
约翰一书第四章第十七节
Love has been perfected among us in this.That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world.
这样爱在我们里边得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Is our focus off?
我们的目光的焦距是不是偏离了？
God's love has been perfected among us.
神的爱在我们里边已经完全了。
This is the cross and the resurrection.
这乃是用十字架和复活来代表。
This perfection is when we believe in Jesus Christ.
这个完全就是当我们信主耶稣基督那一刻，他在我们里边就完全。
1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
约翰一书第四章十八节说，爱里边没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
Because fear involves torment.
因为惧怕里边含有刑罚。
But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
惧怕的人在爱里边未得着完全。
There is no fear. We've seen that phrase for years now. No fear.
我们看见了那个词，就说没有惧怕。
There is no fear in agape love.
在神圣的爱中没有惧怕。
Perfect love is the only answer for fear.
只有神完美的爱才能够解决惧怕的问题。
Marriage is not a perfect love.
婚姻不是一个完美的爱。
Brotherly love is not a perfect love.
弟兄相爱也不是完美的。
These are vows and agreements and can be broken.
这些乃是保证，这些乃是合同，他们常常。
Agape love is not a contract.
神圣的爱不是一个合同。
It just is.
乃是神圣的爱。
God's love is.
神圣的爱就是这样。
Experience His love for you.
我们要经历这样的爱。
He who has fear has not been made perfect in His love.
因为惧怕的人在爱里边未得着完全。
With God's love, you will fear nothing.
因为神的爱使我们没有任何的惧怕。
I believe today you will have the most restful, peaceful moment of your life.
我相信今天我们就可以得到这个最平安、最稳妥的日子。
Torment can be eradicated from your life.
刑罚就要从我们的生命中完全被除去。
If you are made perfect in His love.
如果我们在他的爱里边得到完全。
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们一同来看看以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 4 to 18.
我们从以弗所书第三章第四节到第十八节。
Also, if you don't already have a pen and a paper, go ahead and scrounge one up.Because you're going to need it in a couple of minutes, couple of seconds.
我们可以拿些笔啊，拿些纸来记一下。
Beginning with verse 14, chapter 3 of Ephesians, beginning with verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened.With might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height.
以弗所书第三章十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地下各家都因他得名，求他按他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Rooted and grounded in love, not your love for God.
有根有基的爱，不是我们对神的爱。
The love you are to be rooted and grounded in is the love God has for you.
这个有根有基的爱乃是神向着我们的爱。
The supernatural agape love, this pure and unconquering love,
是一个超自然的、神圣的，是一个能完全征服我们心的爱。
One of the most productive things we can do as Christians to anyone,
我们基督徒能够作为任何人所做的事情就是这样。
Is to tell another person that God loves them.
乃是告诉他神爱他。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Recognize that.
我们要记住，我们要认识这件事情。
On your piece of paper, if you have one, draw a cross.
在你的那张纸上，如果你有一张纸的话，你可以画一个十字架。
On the top of that cross, I want to help you remember Ephesians chapter 3:18.
在这个十字架上边，我用这个图画来帮助我们记住以弗所书。
On the top of the cross, write the word height.
在这个十字架的上边写上高。
On the bottom of the cross, write the word depth.
在这个十字架的最底下写上深。
And then the two arms, write the word width and length.
在这个十字架的两旁写上长和阔。
That is God's love.
那就是神的爱。
Jesus dying on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
That is God's love.
那是神的爱。
That is God sending His Son.
那是神差遣他的独生的儿子。
That is pure agape love.
那是纯洁的、神圣的爱。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
没有什么事情可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Jesus loves me, this I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
For the Bible tells me so.
因为圣经如此说。
That is God's love.
这是神的爱。
Bow your heads for a moment.
我们一同低下头。
This morning, I believe I shared a very clear message.
今天早晨，我相信我们和弟兄姐妹朋友们分享一个非常清楚的信息。
And that is the message of God's love for you.
这个信息乃是说到神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He desires to be with you.
他心里边渴慕和你同在。
This morning, I want to give you the opportunity. If you're here for the first time this morning and you've never heard this gospel of love,
今天早晨我要给大家一个机会，如果你第一次来到我们中间，你
从来没有听过。Or even if you have heard this gospel of love and you have questioned it up until now.
或许你已经听过很多次，但是你心中有许多的疑虑。
I want to give you an opportunity to know God's love.
我要给你一个机会，让你认识到神的爱。
To know what it is to be loved by God.
并且知道被神爱的那个美好的光景。
If you would like to know God's love, please indicate so with raising your hands.
如果你愿意认识神的爱，愿意接受神的爱，请你在座位上举手。
Just a simple raise and back down. You don't have to hold it up. We're not going to try and embarrass anyone.
你就是可以简单的把手举一下，然后就放下。
If you would like to know Jesus' love, to know God's agape love,
如果你愿意认识神的爱，愿意他认识神圣的爱，我们请你在座位上举手。
This is an unfailing love.
这个爱是不会消灭的爱。
This is a love that can't be broken.
也不会被破碎的爱。
It's always there.
是永远与你同在的爱。
Would there be one person to raise their hand?
我们中间有没有一个人你愿意这样举起你的手接受神的爱？
I can have a pianist come. Please play softly.Hymn number 179.
我们一同来，我们请我们的姊妹弹一下179首。
The chorus in this song is amazing love. How can it be?
就是诗歌的副歌说到惊人大爱，何能如此？
That thou, my God, should die for me.
我主我神竟为我死。
Amazing love. We've talked about it all day today.
今天早晨我们一直在谈到这是何等惊人的大爱。
We've talked about how God wants us to realize that we are His number one.
我们谈到神让我们认识到我们在他的心中是至宝。
So I want to give one more opportunity. If you're here this morning and you would like to know God in a personal way,
所以给大家再一个机会，如果今天早晨你在我们中间，你要愿意认识神。
If you would like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior,
你愿意接受主耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
To know the width and the length and the depth and the height of His love,
要认识神的爱的长阔高深。
Indicate so raising your hand.
你可以举手，在神面前有些表示。
Let's pray.
让我们一同有些祷告。
Father, I thank you for your love and mercy.
天父，我感谢你的慈爱和怜悯。
God's love for us is so vibrant and so real.
神的爱对我们来说是何等的真实。
It's so undeserving, but yet you freely give to us.
我们是何等的不配，但是你无条件的赐给我们。
Thank you, Father.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share your word and to share your love.
天父，我感谢你给我这样的机会，要分享你的话语，分享你的爱。
I pray, Father, that you would be with those who might have questions or afraid to raise their hands or just refuse to raise their hands, that you would soften their heart, Father.
天父，我们向你祷告，求你感动那些或许他们心中有问题，或者不敢举手，或者拒绝举手的人。
Lord, that you would bring them to your salvation.
父啊，我们求你把他们带到你的救恩当中。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢我们的天父。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.